Joined in the studio this morning for a community conversation, Dr. Mark Bazzotta, the new superintendent of Uwascom Schools. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, no, this is great.
It's good to see you.
Yeah.
So you made a couple of visits with Mr. Smossel when you were the curriculum director.
And, yeah.
So we're not, this is not a completely fresh start here for you.
No, I think it was, 3-4 years ago maybe when I came in here the first time.
Yeah. And before becoming a superintendent, you were the curriculum director in Uwascom for how long?
Yeah, so I started in 2014 as the curriculum director, and so I've been there for 7 years. It's been a great transition, moving from that position to the district administrator position. The nice thing is I know the teachers, I know the kids, I know the community, and built a lot of those relationships. And so I think especially now, you know, you're looking for a leader who knows, you know, where you're coming from and where you're going. And I think the board was really excited about the path that we were on and the path that we were taking and wanted to kind of continue down that. So, yeah, I've enjoyed it. And I'm just really excited about the future for Uwascom School District.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about what's some of the good things going on in the Uwascom District.
Yeah, so just recently we got a school-based mental health grant from DPI, which is really exciting. So a little over $50,000 to help train our teachers in how to meet the needs of students who are struggling with mental health needs. So we've got a couple of different organizations coming in to talk with teachers, to train all of our staff, really. So it doesn't matter if they're teachers, if they're food service, our buildings and grounds, but how do you really meet the needs of those kids who struggle with those mental health issues? So we're really excited about that work this year.
Meeting the needs and also identifying, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a big part of it, too, is making sure that we've got procedures in place that when kids are struggling, they're able to reach out to our counselors and we're able to capture and identify those kids so that we're making sure that we provide the right services for them.
Absolutely. That sounds interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know if you got a chance to see it or not, but on Labor Day, TMJ4 had a nice spot on our career pathways. They had a couple of kids. They had Anna and Kira on, and they talked a little bit about how, as a school district, we're working on building up the next level of educators in the state of Wisconsin. So we've got a couple of new classes this year, really focused on helping kids understand the human services and education careers that are out there for them, and then giving them some opportunities to be able to explore those career pathways, whether that's working in another classroom as a teaching assistant or working in our Boys and Girls Club program. Again, just, you know, taking that time to be able to spend with kids to figure out, hey, is this a career that I'm interested, that I like? And then hopefully, you know, figuring that out now so that when they get to college, then they're able to have, you know, take those classes and not, you know, spend too much time trying to figure that out, but rather, you know, have a very clear vision for what they want to do with their careers.
Changing that major four times in 4 years and finding out you got to go basically back to square one. Oh, yeah.
How frustrating is that?
I had friends who did that. I was on the same path. I was on the journalism path through my 5 years of college. So I just had a little distraction there. I really liked college.
Yeah, no, I had a friend who we were talking about the fact that he was in college for 7 years to try to figure that out. And I said, well, there's a lot of people who are in college for 7 years, and we call them doctors.
Exactly. Lawyers.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. What else is going on over in Uwascom?
You know, we've got some cool things going on that are coming up. You know, we had the 9/11 memorial that happened just this past weekend. Our band was involved in that. Great, great ceremony 20 years ago. It's hard to believe that. But, you know, just making sure that we remember that and remember the sacrifices. We've got a fantastic memorial now that was built, you know, tons of money that was right. raised in the area from all over the place. To be able to build that. And now just really promoting that as a place for people to come to. They've got some great educational pieces involved there, too. So they've got some nice pavilions with information about 9/11, the connection to Wisconsin as well specifically. But, yeah, no, it's just it's really a fantastic memorial. And so we're excited about having that in our community and our kids being able to experience that so that, you know, this is something that we won't forget.
Fuzz Martin was in a couple of weeks ago and talked about the fact that they did some, basically some educational guides for teachers who want to bring the kids as a field trip. And your new curriculum person, I understand, worked with him on that.
Yeah, we did. We both sat down and took a look at him. I've got that curriculum background, so of course I'm interested in that. But yeah, we sat down, we took a look. They've got some great lessons for kids. Again, age appropriate for, you know, third, fourth, fifth grade, and then middle school and high school. And I like the fact that they really talked about and thought about the Wisconsin connection to it, so that it's not just, you know, something that happened thousands of miles away, but rather, you know, this was an event that had local impact as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. What else is going on?
You know, we've got homecoming coming up here, you know, on the 1st of October. So we're playing against Ripon.
Okay. All right. And this year, the homecoming dance is back and the homecoming parade, right?
Yep. So we've got all those things back, kind of back to normal. Yeah.
The dress ups and all that. Now, Tierney and Matt talked a little bit about that, when they were in yesterday, and they're excited as, you know, as seniors and as leaders to be able to be part of that.
Yeah, and didn't they do just a great job? I mean, I just think about like the intimidation. Like if I was a high school senior walking into a place like this, I mean, just, you know, I mean, that's a lot of pressure. And they did a great job, didn't they?
They did a great job. Yeah. So
there's our budding journalist, perhaps in the future here.
But they were very, very poised and comfortable. And I thought they did. Great. And again, I want to thank. Thank the folks with the administration for helping connect them. You know, I got lucky. I had Andrew Carlton for 4 years and you know, didn't have to worry about it. And then, you know, he graduated like people do. And so.
Yeah. No, I'm feeling they're probably doing a better job than I am right now. But our football team's doing great. They're 3-1. We've got Sheboygan Falls coming up this next week and Ripon on the 1st. We've got boys soccer, just beat Berlin, I think it was last night, 3-0, which is nice. Our girls tennis is definitely on a roll. I want to say that they're third in the conference right now. So, you know, they're doing a great job. You know, our volleyball team, had a good win against Berlin as well. And then girls golf, we've got a young team for girls golf, but they're learning a lot and, you know, they're growing a lot this year, which is exciting. I know from Coach Piwani on that. And then cross country, I tell you, I think our girls are probably going to be looking at state again this year as a repeat. So I think we've got some strong teams for our cross country folks too. So athletics overall, it's exciting times. It's nice to have like a normal fall season, I'm sure, for those kids too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's one of the things Matt talked about. You know, It's hard to play in an empty stadium.
Yeah.
You know?
You feed off of the crowd, don't you? I mean,
absolutely.
You even hear it from the professionals.
Yeah.
I'm saying, I remember when they were talking gymnastics, too, that some of those gymnasts at the Olympics were talking about just it's a whole different feeling when you're there and there's nobody in there and you don't get any of that feedback from the fans.
Right.
So.
What else is happening?
You know, we've got, we had our bus driver appreciation, which was fantastic. We like to always do like a breakfast for the kids to be able, for the bus drivers to show our appreciation for them. You probably have heard, you know, that we've got bus driver shortages across the country, really, and the state. I know Milwaukee is still struggling with, you know, having 200 routes that they don't have bus drivers for. So we're lucky we're not in that dire straits. But, you know, if anybody's interested, you know, joining in and wanting to be a part of that. Right now we've got Johnson Buses is going to be reimbursing folks for getting their CDL. So, you know, if you want to go that route, and they've got a $1,000 signing bonus right now. So if anybody's interested, contact Johnson Bus and let them know that you want to drive for Kewaskum. It's a good gig. It's kind of nice. As a matter of fact, all right, if I tell you a story.
Sure.
So, we were at that bus driver appreciation breakfast and I was sitting down with one of the bus drivers who'd been there for 3-4 years. And, we had a couple of new drivers at the table as well. And, they were just talking about their routes and, the guy who had been driving for us for a couple of years was talking with, the new folks. And he said, I think you're going to like it here. And, they said, why? And he said, the kids are nice. They say thank you and they say good morning. And the other two were like, even the high school kids? And he goes, even the high school kids. So, I mean, we do. We've got great kids in Kewaskum. They are appreciative of the work that they do. Being a bus driver, though, is such an important job. I mean, you get to be that first face that those kids see coming on, and then that last one that leaves as well. And, you know, that smile, that good morning, I mean, that can change a kid around. If they had a bad day, you know, in the beginning of the day, you know, you could be that person just to change their mindset and get them ready for that school day. And that's huge for us. So, yeah.
Right. Well, and also just, you know, such an important responsibility.
Yes.
That driving. You know, it's not something that everybody can do.
Right.
That I will say, you know, back in my summer camp days, I had a CDL, and one summer we decided we were going to rent school buses instead of hire the local service in Eagle River.
How'd that go?
I drove a 73-passenger bus into O'Hare. What does that tell you? That's something that everyone should do once in their life, but just once. So it was interesting to do, you know, a bus full of camp kids. But it's different to do it every day, I guarantee, you know, twice a day whatever. And I'm sure some of these drivers also pick up that late route in the for the athletic practices and so on. So they do a lot of time. And I appreciate the work that school bus drivers do for all our districts here.
Yeah, no, it's like you said, there's a lot of responsibility getting kids to school safely, you know, paying attention to the road, but also realizing that you've got, you know, 40 kids behind you too at the same time, you know. And I'm just so impressed. Our bus drivers know our kids. You know, there's been times where, you know, they watch the kids come on and they'll be like, where's little Johnny? Oh, he was sick today. Oh, okay. You know, like they know who those kids are. They know where they're supposed to be. And it's just, it's impressive.
Sure, so. Sure. Now, masks are still required on the bus, right?
Yeah, there's a federal order, we've talked to the bus company, and we're not denying transportation to anybody. You know, in our school district, we've decided to go that masks were optional, and so far things have been going well. We've got other mitigation factors in place. We still got higher levels of cleaning, you know, and we do some other things, you know, like teaching our students good hygiene, washing their hands more frequently, to try to mitigate some of the other issues that could be going on. But
sure.
Generally speaking, you know, we're kind of back more towards that normal of what we were a couple of years ago. We're monitoring the situation, keeping track of data in terms of like the number of positive cases that we have, and we'll be flexible and make some changes as things go on. We're certainly communicating with families if we do have positive cases so that they know. Monitor for symptoms, you know, talk to your healthcare provider, you know, get tested if you're worried about it or not sure. But so far, the first couple of weeks of school have been really good.
We're talking with Dr. Mark Bozzana, the district administrator for Kewaskum, this morning. So what else is on your list this morning?
You know, the other thing is subs are always something that we're looking for. So if you're interested in subbing in the district, we've got lots of incentives as well. If you get your sub license and you sub in our district for 5 times, then we'll reimburse you for that sub license fee. We'll also got lunch provided for subs as well. So if you come in, you sub for us, yep, you just got to show your sub ID and you got lunch on us. So
there is a free lunch.
There is in this case. But yeah, subs play an important role in our school district as well. You know, we talked about bus drivers and substitute teachers also. You know, they're coming into a brand new classroom and don't know the kids, and they've got to navigate that, and we really appreciate the work that they do. I was literally in a fifth grade classroom yesterday watching a substitute teacher in there, and she was amazing. The kids were great. The lesson was really good. They were all very attentive, and it's a tough job as well, but it's nice because if you're looking for something flexible, you want to be a part of an organization that's dedicated to helping kids and provide for their future and you know, prepare them. You know, being a substitute teacher's got that nice flexibility and still being a part of an organization that's got a mission bigger than yourself.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, all right, we were mean to subs when I was in high school.
Yeah, I think I probably was there too. But you know, you had the good ones too. I was subbed in a classroom once, and this was when I was teaching in England, and I didn't know anything about the class. I didn't have even like a lesson plan for it, and so but it was like a world cultures class, and so we just took 50 minutes, and all I just sat down and said, "Hey, what questions do you have about America?" So
there you go.
Yeah, the kids were enwrapped for 50 minutes asking me about like why Americans had two Christmases, because of course they watch the TV shows, and they've got Thanksgiving and they've got Christmas, and of course they don't have that Thanksgiving, so it seemed to them like Americans were always celebrating two Christmases,
sure.
One in November, one in December.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, all right. Anything else on your list, Mark?
I think we're really excited that we've got a full board now. We had a vacancy, and so we're able to fill that. So that's with Mr. Bradley Peterson, and so we're excited about having him on board. He was a Keewaskum graduate 7 years ago, and so now that he's on the board, he's been active in our board meetings, been a committee member, layperson as well. So he's going to bring a nice viewpoint and perspective to the board that we're really excited about. But it's nice to have a full seven members. It was a couple of months there that we were in that process of filling that vacancy, and the cool thing was we had 11 people.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been in situations, well, not we, but, you know, you go to some school districts that are in situations where you've got nobody who wants to be on the board. And
right.
We're fortunate enough to have a community that wants to be involved, and, yeah, to have 11 people and a lot of really qualified folks that I would have said, hey, any one of these people would have been a fantastic addition to the board. So I know the board had a tough decision to try to figure out who they wanted, but you know, Brad had been so involved, had been to so many meetings over the past 7 years. Definitely when we onboarded, you know, he was well prepared for the position. So he's jumping on board and, you know, just taking off running from the get-go.
Sure, sure. And, you know, maybe some of those 11 people will run when you get seats coming up in the spring, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yep, when January rolls around and they need to put in their paperwork December, January. It will be interesting to see how many. I know Mr. Lighthizer had even encouraged the folks. He was also impressed with that and said, hey, if this is something that you're interested in, yeah, absolutely. When the time comes to run, that's you're going to want to continue to do that. So.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Did we get everything covered?
You know, the big thing, too, is the Keys Run Walk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's coming up at on the 10th of October. So huge event, you know, hoping for some good weather. But, man, I tell you, 7 years, again, being in this district, the amount of work and funding that the Keys raises for Keewaskum students, is just it blows my mind. I mean, I'm always impressed with it. Get to go to those scholarship nights and see those kids and just giving them that great first start and that little bit of motivation and the amount of money per student that Keys raises for Keewaskum is just outstanding. So great organization. Definitely support them on the 10th. I'm sure you probably have some people coming on to talk about that when it gets a little closer. But get people put that on their calendar.